a massive weekend, and it's very much going to be on the theme of a celebration. And it's a chance for us to realise Pat's really last wish. And his last wish was to have a game featuring the 2012 team versus a number of inter-county stars, really, you know. And we're delighted that with the help, really, of the Ardra club, who put a Trojan effort in, that we've pulled this off, and it's happening this Saturday evening. And we've a very impressive lineup of all-stars, some of whom have played the compromise rules, and they've all given all their time to come up to Ardra and Southwest Donegal to talk out against the 2012 Donegal team. It should be a great occasion. It should be a great family occasion. Pat was a great family man. His wife will be there, Chrissy, with his two young boys, Ethan and Tom. And we're hoping that any kids that do come up, maybe come up wearing their club jersey or their county jersey, and try and bring as much colour to the event as possible. We want people to enjoy it. It'll be hopefully a lot of fun. A lot of the guys that are coming, a lot of the All-Stars that are coming down, most of them are playing league matches for their club the next day. So it's quite impressive that they're giving up of their time to come down. And it's a sign too that like Malachy O'Rourke is coming down to manage the All-Star team. They've Declan on for the Donegal team, and maybe them two boys might meet in the sideline later on in the championship. So look, it's great. A lot of guys that would have given Donegal a hard time over the years in terms of playing against them, it's great to see them coming out, like McMahon's from Tyrone, Muggsy from Tyrone, you know, Dick Clarkin from Monaghan, Conor McManus is coming up, Pádraig Joyce, the great Pádraig Joyce from Galway, is coming down, Finian Hanley, the Galway fullback legend, is coming up, Eamon O'Hara, your own Sligo county man, is coming up. There's a great diaspora of players coming from the northwest and the north and the West to celebrate what wasn't truly a remarkable life. And we hope people just come out to enjoy it and bring a bit of cheer and cheer on the boys, you know.
Absolutely. And just remind us of the timings, Charlie, in terms of the match on Saturday and the other key events planned as part of the Pat Shovlin All-Star Weekend.
All right, so the game will kick off at 6:30 in the Ardra football field. And it'll be very well signposted if anyone wants to come up to Ardra. There's all roads going to lead to the field in Ardra this weekend, so you're not going to get lost. The players themselves will be coming in at about 5 o'clock. I know Pat's wife and boys are going to meet the players before the game, and the game kicks off at 6:30. And then from about 8 o'clock on, to 8 to 11, there's going to kind of be a meet and greet with some of the boys to tug out for the game itself. And then at 11:30, there's going to be a dance in the Nesbitt Arms. And the following day as well, for those interested in things agricultural, we're having a vintage tractor run at starting off at 2 o'clock again from the football field. And the reason for that is that Pat actually had a great fascination with the old Ferguson T20. So the Midwest Donegal vintage crowd got together, and they're putting forward a great collection of vintage tractors, and they're going on a tractor run. Again, a lot of young people would like to witness that and see tractors from a bygone era, and that usually brings out a good crowd and a bit of festivity as well, you know.